Her siblings nodded sadly, and if I had been there at that moment, instead of arriving far too late to see the Baudelaires, I would have nodded too. Even for an author, like myself, who has dedicated his entire life to investigating the mysteries that surround the Baudelaire case, there is still much I have been unable to discover. I do not know, for instance, what happened to the two white-faced women who decided to quit Olaf's troop and walk away all by themselves down the Mortmain Mountains. There are some who say that they still paint their faces white and can be seen singing sad songs in some of the gloomiest music halls in the city. There are some who say that they live together in the hinterlands, attempting to grow rhubarb in the dry and barren ground. And there are those who say that they did not survive the trip down from Mount Fraught, and that their bones can be found in one of the many caves in the odd square peaks. But although I have sat through song after dreary song, and tasted some of the worst rhubarb in my life, and brought bone after bone to a skeleton expert until she told me that I was making her so miserable that I should never return, I have not been able to discover what truly happened to the two women. I do not know where the remains of the caravan are, as I told you, and as I reach the end of the rhyming dictionary and read the short list of words that rhyme with zucchini, I am beginning to think that I should stop my search for the destroyed vehicle and give up that particular part of my research. And I have not tracked down the refrigerator in which the Baudelaires found the verbal fridge dialogue, despite stories that it is also in one of the Mortmain Mountain caves, or performing in some of the gloomiest music halls in the city. But even though there is much I do not know, there are a few mysteries that I have solved for certain, and one thing I am sure about is where the Baudelaire orphans went next, as the ashen waters of the stricken stream hurried their toboggan out of the Mortmain Mountains, just as the sugar bowl was hurried along after the volunteer tossed it into the stream to save it from the fire. But although I know exactly where the Baudelaires went, and can even trace their path on a map drawn by one of the most promising young cartographers of our time, I am not the writer who can describe it best. The writer who can most accurately and elegantly describe the path of the three orphans was an associate of mine who, like the man who wrote The Road Less Travelled, is now dead. Before he died, however, he was widely regarded as a very good poet, although some people think his writings about religion were a little too mean-spirited. His name was Algernon Charles Swinburne, and the last quatrain of the 11th stanza of his poem, The Garden of Proserpine, perfectly describes what the children found as this chapter in their story drew to an end and the next one began. The first half of the quatrain reads, "That no life lives forever, that dead men rise up never." And indeed the grown men in the Baudelaire's lives who were dead, such as Jacques Snicket or the children's father, were never going to rise up. And the second half of the quatrain reads, "That even the weariest river winds somewhere safe to sea." This part is a bit trickier, because some poems are a bit like secret codes, in that you must study them carefully in order to discover their meaning. A poet such as Quigley Quagmire's sister Isadora, of course, would know at once what those two lines mean, but it took me quite some time before I decoded them. Eventually, however, it became clear that the weariest river refers to the stricken stream, which indeed seemed weary from carrying away all of the ashes from the destruction of BFD headquarters, and that winds somewhere safe to sea refers to the last safe place where all the volunteers, including Quigley Quagmire, could gather. As Sonny said, she and her siblings did not know where to go, and they didn't know how to get there. But the Baudelaire orphans were winding there anyway, and that is one thing I know for certain.